The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 4th of April, 2017. Talking with Michael Herzog, American Awakening is coming back to the airwaves. Yes. And that will be starting Monday, 9 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, which I found something very odd. Michael, you told me that you're on Mountain Time, but you're now actually 2 hours behind us. So you're basically, what, on West Coast time?
Well, the West Coast comes up to our time. In the wintertime, we're on Mountain Time. In the wintertime, from November through March, we're an hour behind you, John. But I wanted to, before we go any further, I wanted to answer your question that you asked Mike, the board operator, before we went on air, and that is, how long has it been since I've been on the air? Exactly 2 years, 4 months, and 20 days.
Did you have that scratched off in a calendar someplace?
No, actually, I just did the math because I know when I did my last show.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I really don't want to get into that whole debacle because the excrement was hitting the fan on both ends with a lot of stuff behind the scenes going on in your camp and in my camp. And, you know, you had mentioned something on your show last Thursday regarding, for the first time since you've been doing this for, ever since, what, 2003, I believe, on RBN, you actually sat down, looked in the mirror, and started thinking for yourself as opposed for the network. And during that excrement storm back there, I was, as you know, I was working 16, 18 hours a day,
right,
fielding phone calls from listeners and doing a lot of work behind the scenes that people didn't know about. And I looked in the mirror one day when all this stuff was hitting me from all these angles, and I said, I've got to think of me. Because I wasn't getting paid for any of that, you know. So, at any rate, getting back to, you're going to ask me a question about Piers Morgan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you had a choice between Alex Jones or myself sitting down with Piers Morgan, knowing full well that the last half hour of the show was going to be Alan Dershowitz, who would you have picked?
Well, of course I would have picked you, but I want to expound on that just a little bit. And on that particular evening, when I saw that little explosion by Jones, I was offended. As a patriot, I was offended because I knew what was going to happen. And I knew that the mainstream media was going to pick up on that, and they were going to put all of us sensible, logical, usually more intelligent than most people, into that same category of this bozo that was flipping out, pointing fingers, and having his neck turn red from his veins popping out. That's not you. That's not me. You're a very calm, most of the time, John. You're a very calm, very succinct, and very logical thinking individual. You do have your moments.
And you know what? That generally happens, during excitability. And I recognize that in many cases, and not unlike myself, a lot of times that can be a detriment. A lot of times that comes out of the fight or flight, and you either fight or you run. And it kind of comes out of that, that human condition, if you will. So over the years, I have attempted to temper that and recognizing a weakness and trying to adjust for it.
Mm-hmm. But I wanted to take this just a step further and get your opinion about something, because in the past, and this is why I tried to correct it, during the time here over the past 4 or 5 months when I have been listening to Jones, you know, I did a hit piece on him years ago on the Internet, still floating around out there. And I thought about even retracting it, because I think just like yourself, just like me, you know, Jones has matured over the years, because years ago when I had my run-ins with him, it seemed to be all about promoting himself. And you remember what happened going back to Plainfield. He was throwing monkey wrenches at us from the onset, even before we even left. And so I'm trying to cut this man a break, saying, okay, he's matured to a point where, you know, he's really realizing that, yes, indeed, we are in a war. We're not in a shooting war, John, but we are in an info war, and it's a war for people's minds. So Jones is right about that. They are trying to keep the mainstream, dumbed-down, mind-numb, paralyzed, pharmaceuticalized public in this twilight zone that they have them in, whereas the other people like us that are waking up, you know, the listening audience, obviously they're awake, and the new listeners coming on, it's an anesthetic. It's a hypnotism that they have brilliantly foisted upon the busy working public who doesn't have time like we do to investigate this. Okay, so yes, this is a war for our mind. And the good news is, at least from my perspective, John, we are winning. The establishment has even come out and admitted Hillary Clinton has done it. There's an info war and we're losing. John McCain just made a speech over at the UN, I believe, what was it, last week? And he's claiming, you know, globalism is crumbling. But look at what is happening throughout the world, John. Look at what is happening with the election coming up in France with Marie Le Pen. They're trying to have her arrested, for crying out loud, or they already arrested her. Mm. Look at the influx of migrant immigrants that are flooding through in Europe and France. The mind-numb, paralyzed public doesn't have a clue about this, evidently, because they're running around wearing hijabs, shouting Allah Akbar, and thinking it's cool. Yeah. Obviously, because they've never read the Quran. They don't realize that the person that Muhammad really is married his wife at 6, broke her at 9, okay? I mean, took her virginity at 9 years old, and, you know, they throw gay people off of buildings, they cut women's heads off, and these social justice warriors are out here praising this?
Well, and the problem with all of this, Michael, I've said this before, that, in fact, who is the one group of people that are sitting back laughing their keisters off right now because they have set the entire world against the Muslims? And I'm no fan of the Muslim religion, but let me ask you a question. If you were Jewish, you should cling to the Talmud? I'm so beklept. Talmud is worse than anything that the Muhammads ever came up with. So this is now boiling down to a religious war. It's a war of ideology, and it's one that it shouldn't concern me if somebody wants to do something dastardly to somebody else in another country. What business is it of ours? We went in under the guise, Michael, in the Middle East, of liberating these people from these evil tyrants.
Right.
Yeah. And look what
we... You hit the nail on the head.
And look what
we under the guise of. Go ahead.
And look at the carnage and the destruction that we have caused. Look at the human death toll. Some people are putting it more than 2 million people.
John, let me insert this again. Critical, logical thinkers. Okay, we go over and bomb somebody's country. We kill sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, sons, daughters. Okay. By the untold hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Then we turn around after we have absolutely destroyed their any conscience that they may have about us being a good country and invite him in here among us? Does that make sense to you?
Well, no, and it doesn't. It really doesn't, because now you've got a politically charged atmosphere and you have people with different agendas. So the smart thing to do is exactly what Donald J. Trump did. He said, look, we've got to slow this thing down. Let's stop it for right now. We need a vetting process. We need to know who we're leaving in the country. And to the chagrin of many people that have played fairly by the game of immigration to this country, it takes some time. Well, they've shortcutted the queue. They're coming in as refugees from a country that at one time was fairly stable. They elected their person over there, Assad. 86% of the people elected him. But the news media, you and I both know, will never report that the problems that Assad was having in Syria were coming from the very source that we were funding and training to destroy Assad. It was another nation-building exercise, and who stopped it was this evil Vladimir Putin. That is the only reason Assad is still in power and he has not been bombed into oblivion.
Well, you mentioned, it turning into a religious war. And we are being brought into this against our will. We have no choice but to fight this war on an intellectual level at this point. But I'm going to pose this question upon you. During the debates, Hillary Clinton had outright admittedly she wanted to open up the borders even further and allow five times more of these people in than were currently coming.
Right.
Okay? Does that make any sense to you? Because what they've done, John, is they have hypnotized the American people watching mainstream media, thinking that they're bringing in these refugees, the poor mothers and the wounded sons and so forth, which couldn't be farther from the truth. They are deliberately bringing them in here because their religion and the Christian faith, and I don't want to get religious here, but they're totally bipolar. They don't mix.
Well, and here again, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. This is the balkanizing. This is the balkanizing factor where you take cultures and people that don't want to give up their culture. They want to move their culture to wherever they move to. And it is incompatible in many instances in doing that. You know, I mean, the Tower of Babel, what's the story there? God's punishment was, okay, you won't even be able to talk to each other. You're just going to be a bunch of babbling fools. And that is exactly, that's exactly what's happening. Right now, Hungary and Poland, they have felt the sting of this refugee program and the EU demanding that they step up and take their fair share of these poor immigrants, these refugees. Hungary has had it up to their eyeballs. Poland recognizes they've been through this before, going back to the Ottoman Empire, for God's sakes. They looked at the European Union and says, no. And if you didn't hear us the first time, we're saying hell no. So what does the European Union do? Turns around and threatens to throw them out of the European Union. Well, double plus good. That's a threat. Hell, that's a gift. That's a gift.
I agree. But the question being is, knowing what we know and seeing what we see, because we do take the time to do the research, how is it that the public at large, and I don't know what the percentage is, that are, you know, they're goose-stepping along with this left-wing agenda, thinking that Donald Trump, you know, shouldn't have been elected, and they should have Hillary Clinton in there? You know, what would happen, John, if Hillary Clinton would have won the election? Do you think that World War III would have started by now?
I don't know about a world war, but I can tell you the Second American Revolution probably would have been well underway by now.
I would think. I know that they are still trying to foist their agenda, even though Hillary Clinton lost. They're acting like she didn't. I mean, they had several TV shows ready to hit the airwaves, thinking that Hillary Clinton was going to be elected. The movie on Showtime, Homeland, comes to mind. And it's interesting the propaganda that they put in to that. I've never seen it, but I've heard about it. And they have a character, the woman is a president. I don't know whether you've seen this show.
No,
I haven't.
But I haven't.
They have a woman president, and they have a terrorist talk show host that is, making terrorist threats, I guess, against the female president. And ironically, the host's name is O'Keefe, like as in James O'Keefe, you know, Project Veritas. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting and covert how they plant these subliminal messages to the mind-numb public to make them think conspiracy theorists, because if they're watching mainstream and they don't pay any attention to us, the alternative or the new media, I like to call it now, you know, then there's no argument. And if you sit down, and I know you have, John, because I know you, you sit down and try to have a logical discussion with one of these people. Have you been able to do so? I haven't.
Once you get past the bumper sticker retorts, you find out that you're dealing with somebody that is severely lacking in fact. And what eventually ends up happening is these people, these very peaceful snowflakes, will either turn very nasty or even violent. because that is the last resort. They don't have any ammunition. They don't have any intelligent bullets to fire at you. So once their magazine is empty, and they thank God to get three-round magazines, they get rather upset and rather angry. It's amazing to me that people do not understand the communist approach to this class warfare, the inequality, the this, the that. People don't even recognize, because they weren't even taught it in school. They're not taught anything about our form of government and our constitution, let alone what the boogeyman to our way of life and our constitution, the rights and recognizing God and all this other stuff. They were never taught the difference, so when they see something, they can't distinguish between the two. So they huddle together, dialogue to a consensus, and come out with their own synopsis that's based on what? Nothing.
And look what the left has placed in their intellectual bullet box. Racist, xenophobe, homophobe. Those words all ring a bell?
Yeah.
That's what they come back with prior to spitting in your face or whacking you up in the back of the head when you're not looking and running off into the abyss. Okay, so I have to give the deep state, the powers that be, the credit that they have been brilliant at you know, mesmerizing these people. But there's got to be a way to break through this, and I'm holding against hope, John, that, you know, 6 months, a year from now, when we get through this whole Russian poppycock thing, and I mentioned this to you last week, but I'm going to tell your listeners in case you haven't mentioned it to them, this whole Russian thing got blown out of proportion. I mentioned this to you. I went into the WikiLeaks website, and this was back in, when was the first debate? Was that in July or August?
I want to say August.
Okay. It was sometime, it was sometime before the second debate that Bill Clinton had written an email to Hillary. Now, when I was in there, you know, touring around in the WikiLeaks emails, at the time, there was a face page of Hillary's actual email account. You know, when you go into your email, you see like 30 emails, and then you go to the next page or whatever. That's what I saw in there. And there was emails that were written from her to Uma Abedin, vice versa, and John Podesta. And there was even a Russian ambassador in there that had wrote her a little note about something. I can't remember his name. But I noticed specifically that there was an email that Bill wrote to Hillary. And I think it was between the first and the second debate. Was it in the first debate that Hillary Clinton brought up these 17 intelligence agencies that have confirmed, you know, the Russians' involvement? Was it the first debate or the second debate?
I think it was the second one. You're okay. You're taking me back too far, and I can't answer positively in the affirmative. So quit asking me trick questions.
Okay. All right, but no, let's call it the second debate. She brought that out, Bill Clinton, after that debate, wrote her an email and suggested that she use that again because the media, and I'm not saying this verbatim, but the media bought it lock, stock, and barrel. That was Bill Clinton's idea. And look at what it has turned into. And since then, I did a guest spot with, you remember Susan Lindauer, she has a show on another network now, and she had me on her show Sunday. And I brought that up to her. She says, go back in and find that email. You've got to find it. So I went in there Sunday afternoon, and I was looking around for it, and somehow or another, all of Hillary's emails from, I believe it's
here. Hang on a second. Michael, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. There you go.
All right. Anyway, I went back into WikiLeaks, and I tried to find that specific email because I was going to screenshot it and send it to you and send it to Susan. And it's gone. All of the emails that were written between Podesta and Abedin and everybody as of about the first month of 2014 out of WikiLeaks have totally vanished.
Now,
I don't know why.
Now, I wonder who would be capable of going in and scrubbing a site like that.
Well, then it brings to mind the possibility, and again, I'm not saying this is true or not true. I don't know. I'm not that technically savvy. But has Julian Assange been compromised? Possibly? I don't know. All I know is I can't find that specific email. And if you go even further than that, when I was rubbishing around through there last year, John, I was coming up with some amazing stuff. You know, this Anthony Weiner situation with the texting the 15-year-old girl. And
yeah, hey, Michael, hang on. You probably can't hear this bump on your cell phone. Hang on 1 second. We've got to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
By the way, just an update. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, but apparently it is the National Park Service and these museums, as I stated on air, they seem to be under control of them, not the BLM. So that's the correction. I stand corrected, at any rate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, before we go any further and get back into this Anthony Weiner thing I was going to tell you about, mention to Mike that the bumper music to my show should be like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan, because I'm the roving talk show host, and it kind of fits, all right? if you would.
He's making note as we speak.
Okay.
Do you want to take a vote on the man that sold his soul to the devil and admitted it? You want him as a bumper music?
Well, I think it's better than Natalie Maines. I had the American Awakening. I'm not ready to make nice, and she's a Hillary Clinton fan. You know,
well,
she's getting up there like Beyonce and touting Hillary Clinton.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with this person.
Natalie Maines is one of the singers for the group. The Dixie Chicks.
Oh, well, you know, I attended a concert down here in Austin where they did the song that so much was raised about going after Bush, and the audience seemed to like it. I even liked it, but I didn't know she was a
Hillary. I liked the song. I had it as my bumper music for 10 years. you know, but and a friend of mine out in California is the one that turned me on to it way back in 2005 or 2006, I think. At any rate, back to Anthony Weiner. Okay, so New York Police Department seizes his computer. You've got a file in there called life insurance, and it's got all the scuttlebutt on Hillary Clinton and child trafficking and what's her name, Laura Silsby in Haiti, that trafficked or tried to traffic the Haitian kids over into the Dominican Republic, and it was arrested, and they sent Bill Clinton down there to get her out of jail. You know about all of this?
No.
Okay. Anyway, so New York Police Department's in possession of all of this stuff, which just totally incriminates Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and, you know, Epstein and the Lolita Express and the Caribbean island that they fly down to and have their orgies. And the New York City Police Department turned it over to guess who? Our buddy James Comey.
Well, let me ask you, because you and I haven't talked about him. This guy's got a 10-year appointment, and he seems to be eyeball deep in corruption. You know, and Trump claiming that he wanted to clean the, you know, drain the swamp, and he's got the Clapper, James Clapper, out there lying in front of the, you know, giving testimony and lying his full face off. We got Comey that kept flip-flopping back and forth. We've heard nothing from the Attorney General or the IG, the Inspector General, in Trump's new administration. The most corrupt one that he ran against, Miss Hillary Clinton, and the Clinton Foundation, it shut down. And I think part of the program here is to keep layering on this chaos and confusion, bringing up rapidly, you know, situation after situation after situation, hoping to bury this. I do not know why Trump just doesn't fire Comey and get somebody in there that he knows he can trust.
Well, let me try to answer your question here. You're right. What they're doing is they're foisting this stuff on in at lightning speed to keep Trump on his heels, to keep him on the defense. And I want you to think about something, John, and your listening audience as well. Okay, if Trump were to step up to the plate right now and fire James Comey, the left would go crazy calling him a fascist, and they'd say he was a dictator because, you know, he's trying to take over and take control of the FBI and all this nonsense that they put out with. Okay, but and I want to mention to the listening audience that I've gone down the rabbit hole pretty deep on James Comey, and I'm going to bring it up on future shows because I've done some pretty deep research on this guy. This guy was a deputy officer in HSBC Bank who was convicted of money laundering drug money and child trafficking money.
Well, see, now, Michael, now, come on. In today's world and our new style of government, here's a man that fits perfectly because he's blackmailable, he's controllable, and he in turn can blackmail and control others. He's part of the same little group. So here's a man that, yeah, he's perfect.
Well, you know, I mean, and a logical thinking individual, if you are going to be appointed to a government office or being put in part of a cabinet or whatever, okay, a logical thinking person would say, okay, this person's got to be pretty squeaky clean because he has a very important job with a lot of responsibility. That's not what they look at.
Absolutely. Hang on a second. Mike, hang on a second. I got to take bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
All righty, we are back. It's going to be very interesting having the ability to step away from doing what you were doing and then jumping back in the fray. In some respect, I envy you.
You envy me by jumping back into the fray?
No,
you're already in the fray.
No, I've never left the fray. You did. I didn't.
I know. I mentioned to you the other day, John, I did that show with Susan Lindauer on another network, and I got off the air, and I realized, you know, she sent me a Skype message, and she was thanking me because of the, you know, this plethora of information I was living through, whatever, and it made me realize that that's where I'm supposed to be. I don't know how many people that I've had that have emailed me or that I've met and so forth that, you know, knew who I was, and they've all told me the same thing, I need to be on the air. Yes, I took a two-year break, 2 years, 4 months, 20 days.
Yeah, who's counting?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, the bottom line is that, and I'll go back to Jones. Jones has been touting. Anybody, you know, start a blog. I'm tired of doing this. Start a blog. Start your own radio show. And I thought, you know what, Jones? I'll take you up on that. Just like back in 2006 when I listened to you and you said, I can't wait for you to come out to this conference with Charlie Sheen so I can shake your hand. Well, I took him up on it. I went out there to shake his hand and he looked at me like, you know, I was an alien or something. This paranoid look on his face, you know. So at any rate, getting back to what I was talking about. Before I get back to what I'm talking about, why would you envy me for getting, you know, making a transition from what I'm doing right now to going back on the air? That makes some sense of that for me.
I can't.
Oh, okay.
I can't.
Well, all right, back to my former topic. When they're looking for somebody to be appointed to an office, they're looking for somebody that's blackmailable. Because if they're not blackmailable, they have to do something to either buy them off or compromise them. That's how they control them. Now, that being said, I have a question for you, John. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that sometime between now and next week, we are going to hear or find Susan Rice with a barbell around her neck? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's one of those questions that I would have to be a soothsayer, a mind reader, or the murderer myself if I knew that was going to happen.
Well, it takes me back to John Ash, who was the president of the UN that was taken down. He was convicted of something. I can't remember what it was, but he was called to testify in the Benghazi hearings against Hillary Clinton. And 2 days before his testimony, it was like in June of 2015, I think, or 16, June of 2015, I believe, they found him in a weight room with a barbell around his neck, and he was dead. You know, this is 2 days before he was supposed to testify with immunity, I believe, against Hillary Clinton.
Well, and you know, remember the reporter that kissed the palm tree out there in California in his Mercedes?
Michael Hastings, which brings up another point. You know who Dennis Montgomery is?
No.
Dennis Montgomery was, I believe, he worked in the CIA, and he's a whistleblower. He left the CIA with 47 computers and 600 million pages of documents. And he remember when Joe Arpaio was hired Mike Zullo to investigate the birth certificate?
Right.
Okay. Well, Dennis Montgomery brought this to Mike Zullo's attention about these documents that were proving that they were not just surveilling Trump. They're surveilling everybody. You and me and everybody else. And when Kellyanne Conway came on TV and was talking about the microwave was watching you and the television was watching you, Dennis Montgomery had all that stuff in those documents.
Well, and
guess
and
what?
What?
They Mike Zullo and Dennis Montgomery, they didn't know where to take it. They took it to guess who? James Comey. Okay, and it's been covered up for 2 years.
Wow.
They want Dennis Montgomery to go into congressional hearings and testify, and they even brought this to Senator Devin Nunes' attention, who was supposed to ask Comey that question last week. I never heard any more about it.
Well, okay. And it's rather fascinating because I posted yesterday a story. By the way, Mike, you posted this up, I do believe, for me, and you did not cite the source. It was actually USA Today. And this was a story that was done a couple of years ago. Yeah, and see, and the problem with this, Mike, is when we don't put the date of the original story in, it looks like... I'm sorry, what? Okay. I'm sorry, I found myself in the complaint department there for a while. Excuse me. At any rate... there was a story, I do believe, in the Detroit News, and it talked about black boxes for cars, and it gives it gives the history of it, and that these cars, well, they have the ability to be hacked and remotely controlled.
And that's exactly what Dennis Montgomery was bringing up in some of the documents that he was putting forth to Mike Zullo. And Comey has, again, buried this. It's been buried for 2 years. Okay? So all of this stuff about the surveillance, and you're going back to Michael Hastings, who crashed his Mercedes into a tree at 100 miles an hour, and his engine was found 200 yards away or whatever it was. And so, yes, I ran across the article. It might be the same article that says, was the CIA involved in the death of Michael Hastings? Is that the one you're referring to?
That is not the one I'm referring to. This was USA Today light, but it gave enough information going back a couple of years. I think this was originally done in 2014.
Okay.
And it was in USA Today. And ironically, what was the year that Hastings died?
I can't remember. I think it was 2013 or 14.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly.
So here is a post-mortem article that comes out kind of admitting that, yes, vehicles can be hacked. Yes, the computers in there are hackable. But they just left it at that. That, well, a hacker, if they really wanted to get in and control an automobile, they could. Now, Michael, you and I both know any technologies, any programs that are being used, before the public learns about them, they have been in use for maybe even up to a decade, if not longer, by the government itself. You know, so I look at this as kind of like damage control coming out of USA Today to answer a few questions and not necessarily lead the opposition, but kind of derail the conversation.
Well, John, it's don't worry about it. There's nothing to see here. Move along, you know.
Yeah, nothing to see. You know, nothing to see.
Right, no, I get it. But yes, I mean, from the, it's beyond, you know, it's funny, when they came out with this fake news, they used to call us conspiracy theorists, and the whole thing's turned around now because the entire mainstream media is fake. And they keep trying to lay it off on us, but there's more and more people waking up. And it was funny when Donald Trump, you know, every time he was in one of his campaign speeches, was pointing them out. You know, it was Right Side Broadcasting that was showing the real crowds, and it was CNN and MSNBC that was just pointing the camera at his face, and they wouldn't show anything.
Well, Trump took particular pride when one of the lefties infiltrated in and started chanting and disrupting the man's you know, campaign stop. He would point out that you know, notice, folks, they're not going to pan to the disruptor. They can't do that because they're going to show you the size of the crowd that's here. Now, let me ask you a series of questions, and I try not to waylay you here. Why do you think Donald Trump was elected?
I think probably the biggest reason is because most people aren't awake, they do go with their gut, and they have had for a long time the gut feeling that something was not right, and the gut feeling that they were being lied to. They couldn't put their finger on exactly what it was, but Donald Trump was a breath of fresh air. And if you recall, 20 years ago, Ross Perot tried to do the same thing. The timing wasn't right then, but the timing is right in this environment today for Donald Trump. I think that's why he won the election. I don't give Alex Jones the credit, which Alex Jones gives Alex Jones, that, you know, he's why they won the election. No, because I don't think we've reached a tipping point yet to be able to have that kind of a control on the voting booth. I just think that the American public at large was so frustrated and fed up with establishment, the powers that be, and the deep state, if you will, that they voted their conscience and they voted Trump. What do you think?
Well, I essentially, you're correct, but it was also anybody but Hillary. As the left is now saying, you know, I don't know if you recognize, but we no longer have a Democrat and Republican Party. What we have is a Republican Party and an opposition party. You know, these people, they are totally lost. And they're starting to lose control. They're starting to lose control over the mindless zombies out there because they've been regularly programmed. Now it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. Whether you be Democrat, whether you be Republican, whether you be independent, hell, even if you're a Bernie Sanders socialist, you know, your empty stomach is talking to you, and there's no relief in sight. And people were concerned about their jobs. They've seen, 50,000 at minimum corporations, companies move out of the United States, move to foreign lands. And you know what? That's fine. If you want to expand into a global commodity or an expandable global economies and go to other countries, you know, that's fine. But if you're going to do that, do it, open up a company to do business in your new market that you're creating where you move the business. Trump walked in and says, look, the deficits we're running, the jobs that we have lost, there is no move, the service industry, you cannot make $20 an hour in the service industry. Sorry, folks. People can't survive as business owners on those types of margins. So, you know, we've got a situation that, yeah, Donald Trump hit the American people at their I've had enough of this crap. They had had enough of the stories, even what was reported to them, on illegals doing crimes. I mean, on this network, we reported, you know, where did the MS-13 come from? Well, Nicaragua, what were they doing? They were setting up drug cartels in every major city across the United States. Now, Michael, just that unto itself, this should be national story. This should be of national concern, because illegal drugs, and you know what brings with it, murder, rape, robbery, and all kinds of a sundry of distasteful things. But rather than it being a major concern, they turned it politically, well, you're just picking on these poor immigrants that want to come into the country, totally ignoring the criminality that was coming in with this. I mean, literally, well, setting up a drug distribution network throughout the United States is something that the CIA was probably enviable of.
John, well, let me interject something here. I mean, you know, Donald Trump, they say, oh, well, you know, he's a racist. He's instituting a Muslim ban. That wasn't what he did at all. When he signed that first executive order and he was trying to put a 90-day ban on, is just so they could get a handle on and vet these people. But then these judges stand up without an argument and, oh, by the way, okay, according to the Constitution itself, Donald Trump was well within his rights to do that. So these judges overturned it. And the second judge, the Hawaiian judge that blocked it, are you aware that 24 hours before, he went to college with Barack Obama, and Barack Obama flew to Hawaii and had dinner with him the night before he did it. Did you know that?
No. That's got to be that's got to be a conspiracy theory. Or very bad timing. Look, the problem I'm seeing here is the arguments are so weak. But they keep pounding this mantra out to the unsuspecting and unknowing and, quite frankly, ignorant. I'm not going to call the American people stupid. They're ignorant. That is lacking of fact. And evidently they don't want to take the time to understand and appreciate fact from fiction. What we're seeing here with these judges, it's politically motivated. And the argument now is that, well, Donald Trump, this is unconstitutional what Donald Trump is doing. And inferring rather heavily that, you know, this is a violation of the Constitution. And these poor, look, illegal aliens coming into this country are not protected by our laws because of what reason? They're not American citizens. They are, in fact, aliens in this country illegally and not protected by our Constitution,
John,
and our laws.
Undocumented, John. Come on. Undocumented.
That's right. All. Yeah, I'm sorry.
By the way, you know where I got that? You know where I got that information about Obama having dinner? And you tell me how credible this is. Former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you've been you've been out there for a while. Jan Brewer. Jan Brewer to me. She's kind of a mystery lady. I don't quite know what to make of her.
Well, she was a Trump supporter, but, you know, aside from that, that was just one of many. But he indeed did go to Hawaii, and he did have dinner with he was spotted having dinner with his judge the night before the judge made that order. So I'm not saying it could have been a coincidence, just like Bill Clinton on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch could have been a coincidence. But what do you think? I don't know.
I think I think Steve in Ontario might have a question for us. Hello, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, good evening. How's it going?
Hi.
I think it was a week or two ago, you played something, John, that listed, I think, for 45 minutes all of the Zionists or Jews that were involved with Trump's campaign.
Yes.
You remember? That blew my mind.
Yes.
So heard Daniel Estulon talking about his connections with the Bilderbergers, and somebody asked him, what happened here? How did Trump get in? And he said that his sources are saying that the Rothschilds had a lot to do with it to help protect Israel, and that there was a clash going on between the elite. The Rockefellers wanted Hillary Clinton, and the Rothschilds went all in on Donald Trump because they saw the Democrats moving away from protecting Israel. So just to answer that, I don't know. I mean, Daniel Estulon has a lot of great contacts at that level. Mm-hmm. I follow him a lot when it comes to the Bilderbergers. So that's just, I figured I'd throw that 2 cents in in there.
Well, I appreciate that, Steve. Yeah. Who said that they were in control of the government and its politics? Well, the people associated with AIPAC.
Yeah,
the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. And, you know, who are their friends that run the world's banks? And who are the friends that own most of the media in this country? Yeah. You know, there's nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. And if you say anything about it, you're a hater. You're an anti-Semite. And the only thing I
see...
Xenophobe, too. But the only thing that I see are the people that absolutely hate the truth. And what we've done is dove down that rabbit hole looking for those connections and people that have an agenda. It's their little country club. They think they own us, so they're going to take control. They've forgotten one thing, though. A free and free people, a constitutional republic, government, get your hands off my itty-bitty, and the rest of it. You know, I mean, it is what it is, and we are in a pitch battle here.
John, it's government service, and they're supposed to serve us. You know, another question I have, and I was going to bring this up on one of my shows next week. These people
I'll let you go,
in,
guys.
You know,
Thank you, Steve.
The Congress critters come in here. They make $174,000 a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good one for you. Nancy Pelosi was voted into Congress in 1987. That's 30 years ago.
Right.
And at that point in time when she was voted in, I don't remember what the congressional salary was, about 105 or whatever it was. And it's gradually increased because they vote themselves a raise every so often. But how does a woman that's been in Congress and supposed to be a service of the people for 30 years have a net worth now of $192 million? Can you answer that for me?
And she's good with dice in Vegas? I heard this. I think
if you do the math and you even invest half of it in the mutual funds, that doesn't happen. Okay?
The Dianne Feinsteins and the Nancy Pelosi's and, you know, the former minority speaker of the House from Nevada. I mean, it's all the same thing. You know, term limits. Would this curtail this sort of activity of being entrenched to the point that you're able to set and game the system for yourself? I was always fascinated by the fact that if you are elected Congress critter or senator, and whether you serve 2 or 4 years or whatever the case may be, guess what? You get a retirement. Why? When all of our retirements have been hollowed out and they're empty. There's just a box there with a name on it, but there's nothing in the box. The retirement funds are gone. Everything has been blown inside out and upside down. But yet, what do I hear on the medias? And Fox News has been doing the same damn thing. Rather than covering news, it's all the political stuff between the Democrats and the Republicans, the Democrats and the Republicans. In my estimation, Fox News is not serving anybody but their own interests, but they're doing this to stay away from the truth. This is the problem with controlled media in this country. And if people think that Fox News is free, they're just the relief valve on the pressure cooker. That's all that they are.
No, that's true. That's a great analogy, John, because you have to have something out there. As a matter of fact, I've had people come out, well, you watch Fox News? No, it's way beyond that, lady.
You know,
but I'll give you that. I'll go with that if that's what you want to do. But I believe there's something, and you know, I know we're getting close to the end of the show. Yeah. I believe there's something that's even deeper and darker than that. And I believe that, you know, it's an international thing. And I know that since Donald Trump has been elected, there's been about 2,000 arrests made in the child trafficking arena. And there's barely a blip on mainstream media. In Los Angeles, they had one press conference with the police departments throughout the state of California. This is about 2 months ago, right shortly after Donald Trump was elected. But you heard it for 20 minutes on, I think it was KCLA in California, and that's it. It was totally shut up. But they have arrested more than 2,000 of these people across the country thus far. And I believe that these people are covering up something much, much more dastardly than just this, you know, this facade that they're trying to throw out there. And I'm not talking about just the Democrats. I'm talking about the Republicans, too. I believe that there's a lot of these people that are involved in this. I would bet my bottom dollar that Hillary Clinton is up to her eyeballs in it, and so is Bill Clinton. And
well,
a number of other people.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I would absolutely agree with that. But, you know, there's other criminality that the Clinton Foundation was involved with that I think that is far more widespread than just the pedophile little creeps out there covering for each other or trying to. You know, the human, I mean, really, Wiener? This guy was pervert plus. But see, the people in New York City don't seem to mind that. The people in New York voted to Hillary Clinton as for Senate. I mean, come on. You know, we're talking about balkanized Sodom and Gomorrah of the planet.
John, look at what was happening towards the end of the Obama administration. I mean, just take an example, just the, you know, co-ed bathrooms, for crying out loud.
Oh.
And articles that I've seen trying to, you know, downplay pedophilia and saying, well, it's okay, you know, or the attitude they're trying to change about it. So I'm saying they're covering up something. I'm not going to get into a whole big, you know, detail about it, but they're covering up something very major. And you touched on the Hillary Foundation, which, is it closed up? Have they closed it up, or are they just, you know, is it open in kind of a shell right now?
No. They've shut it down.
Okay. Well, if you can imagine the untold, you know, millions, if not billions of dollars that was being funneled through there in her pay-to-play scheme, which, by the way, Comey's well aware of it because he's involved in it or was involved in it, along with a number of the other players. How would you feel if you were running that kind of a criminal enterprise and all of a sudden you thought, and you had already bought the champagne and the fireworks, and they pulled the rug out from under your hiney, and you weren't going to get $100 to $200 to $500 million a year put into your coffers anymore? Would you be upset?
No, I would thank my lucky stars that I have been caught to this point. I would take my ill-gotten gains, and I would be gone in a New York second.
Yes, you'd ride off into the sunset like any normal, and I emphasize the word normal, thinking individual would.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but these people aren't normal, John. You know, they're anything but normal. But take some of these people here. Maxine Waters saying that Putin invaded Korea. You know, the Nancy Pelosi that thinks Bush is still president. These people are delusional. These people are crazy. You know?
Maybe.
I'm
just, as you're mentioning this, I'm hearing the sound clips going off in my head.
And the people that are surrounding him are standing there with a straight face.
I know.
I mean, these people rule us, John.
Look.
I mean, Scotty, beam me up. Am I in the Twilight Zone
look,
here?
Michael, dude, what this is demonstrating, I don't give a damn if you're a Democrat or I don't care if you're a Republican. We had 20 people in the Senate stand up and not vote for this Obamacare. The response from Donald J. Trump, I was disappointed with. I would expect it out of somebody like Orion. I would expect that. But here were 20 people that stood up and said no, and they said it again, and they said it again. And I'm speaking particularly about the Freedom Caucus. These people had the guts to stand up and say, look, the issue about this is not repeal and replace. It's about repealing it. It's about dumping it. And to watch this theater continue, this is demonstrating to real conservative, and I mean constitutionally minded people in this country, that we're screwed either side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
The left-right paradigm has finally pulled the mask off of its ugly little face, and you're staring right at it. How do you like it, America? I sure as hell don't.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, we're out of time.
All right. Well, love to be in here. See you next week.
Okay. We will see you next week, and you'll actually be on Skype next week. You're not going to be on the phone, right?
Yes, I will. I'll be on Skype as of Friday, yes.
All right, okay. Very good, sir. Well, welcome back, and we'll see you on the airwaves, man.
All right, thanks, Johnny. All right,
okay, thanks, Mike. And thank you all for being here. A little different program today, but, hey, it was nice visiting with him. It's been 2 years. How many months and how many days? I forgot. That's how long ago it was. At any rate, American Awakening, back up Monday, 9 to 11 p.m. Central Time. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.